to engage with that which is more important. I totally forgot that we have today a day called Tu Bishvat, the 15th of the month of Shvat.
Shemot be chodashim.
There are names of the months of the Hebrew calendar. Each month has its own name. The names that humanity is typically using are coming to us from ancient Rome. And that's about 2,000 years ago, maybe less. And in Hebrew, we count the years and the months long before that. For example, today, the year is not 2021. According to the Hebrew calendar, today the year is 5,781. And accordingly, the names of the months, which correspond to the moon, to the lunar phases, each and every month, we count from the New Moon.
Notnim shemot chadashim.
So each month gets a new name. Now we are in the month of Shvat. That's how it's called. And the 15th of Shvat, 2. 2 is 15. Tetvav. It's 15 of Shvat. We celebrate it as the new year for the trees. For the trees. In that day, the trees begin to awaken toward their life, toward summer, toward the new year. Because a person is, it's written in the Torah that man is like the tree of the field. He is like a field, like a tree, That's why we celebrate this day as the beginning of the blossoming of man, the development of man. There are many things that Kabbalists wrote about. Rabash wrote a very fundamental, long article. Not a simple article about it. If you want, you can read it. We're not going to read it because it's going to take to read it and to scrutinize it. Will take a few hours, but we'll read a few excerpts from what Kabbalists said about Tu Bishvat. So we have the regular new year for people. That's for when man was created. And the new year for the trees. There are four new years. But for now, we'll talk about that. So let's go to the Tu Bishvat text. I have only six short excerpts. Let's read them and try to talk about it a little bit. Because we should connect to that force that appears specifically today in the world as the new year for the trees, for the vegetative degree. And the man is also, man also grows, develops, is not inanimate. So let's see what Kabbalists are saying.
So we will read. We'll go to the selected excerpts about Tu Bishvat. Rabbi, do you want to sing a song first or just go for it?
Yes. So. Yes, yes, let's sing.
Nous avons marché ensemble des milliers d'années. Nous avons vécu sans mort, changé de corps. Mais notre âme, elle, est éternelle. En suivant les pas des sages, nous ne serons jamais perdus. Vous êtes mes frères et sœurs pour cette dernière bataille. Face à l'instinct qui est en moi, face au désir, vous êtes mes frères et sœurs, on ira jusqu'au bout. Et nous entendrons le Seigneur dire, mes fils m'ont vaincu. Chefs des Shulchan, Orez Pele, Tamidai Nuka, Atem Achim Sheli Lakra, Haacharon, Mula Yetzer Shebi Boer, Mula Ratzon, Atem Achim Sheli.
Selected excerpts will start from number one. It is known that Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is a time of judgment when the world is sensed favorably or unfavorably. Rosh, a head or a beginning, means root, and the branches emerge from the root. The branches always extend according to the essence of the root. Thus, a root of figs will not produce branches of dates, and so forth. And the root and beginning that a person establishes for himself in the beginning, so he continues his procession of life. Also, the judgment that a person is judged in the beginning of the year means that the person judges himself, and he is the arbiter and the executor. For man is arbiter and litigant, and the knowledgeable one, and witness. It is as our sages said, there's judgment below, there's no judgment above.
This is what we should try to organize, to determine, that we determine the path, that we determine the process, our goal. There is no judgment from above acting upon us. Rather, it is us in our place, in the connection between us, who determine our process, and that's how we execute it. Meaning, both the goal that we always have to examine how correct it is, and also the steps. Everything we should aim towards connection. And then, for sure, this way we will succeed. And the Rosh Hashanah, the new year, is the time of judgment. We have to judge ourselves and the world and everything and determine here the direct line of ours to the goal we choose. So let's try to engage in that. The truth is, each and every day we have to do that. Especially, just as now, as Rabash writes, when it's the new year for the trees, there's the still level and the vegetative. In the vegetative level, he wants to attain something, to raise something. So let's try today the connection between us, to think again about the goal and how we organize ourselves more and more and more to grow towards it. Are there questions? Merkaz 1.
We read about the root and the rosh, the head that a person has to organize. What does that mean?
It's when I have to organize for myself that I grow out of the ten, and my rosh is the ten, and I'm incorporated in it, so by that I grow all the time more and more. And certainly, when I reach connection, I immediately discover that I'm in a lack of connection. And I reach more connection, and then more lack of connection, more connection. That's how I grow all the time. One thing and its opposite. One thing and its opposite. Left and right. Darkness and light. That's the right way to grow. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What does it mean that the person is the judge and the executor? I thought it comes from above.
Above. Nothing comes from above. All you get from above is corporeal pressure till you have no choice. And you discover out of this life the entry into spirituality and what the purpose of life, the essence of life. That's how it happens.
How can a person judge himself and even be the executor?
That's what we do every time. Who am I? What am I? What am I for? What's the purpose? What's the goal? Etc. We are the ones who do these actions. The fact that from above, the general light works on us, acts upon us more and more and more, coming down to this world, that's true. However, all in all, personally, I can do it more intensively, better, in the right connection. But nonetheless, everything is under the influence of the general light that reforms. But basically, everything is only according to my personal advancement. If I won't advance personally, nothing can help me. There will be pressure, a certain pressure from above, that's clear. Just like there is pressure in the entire humanity, we see that. The general light of reforms puts pressure on all the billions of people. But it's general. They don't determine their direction or goal yet.
What do you mean advance personally? You said connect to the friends.
That's true. But we should also see the general advancement of humanity. I sit among my people. We exist as the chosen part, as the in order to discover the connections with the upper force and to bring through us the connection of the upper force with the entire humanity. That's our work. Our work is to be in between, as we've learned in the articles Matan Torah and Darvut. Our purpose is to be the connectors in between the Creator and...
What does it mean that man is a tree in the field?
That person has to understand that he grows and he has to choose for himself what he should grow to what form. And the main thing is what fruit he wants to get out of this growing tree.
The fruits are bestowed, right?
Well, that's something you should answer to yourself. Go ahead.
Number two. For this reason, the 15th of Shvat is called the beginning of the year, when a person already calculated whether to continue in the work or the contrary, for by now he knows from which discernment he can draw life, from matters of self-reception or matters of bestowing contentment upon his maker.
This is basically the essence of the scrutiny of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh for his entire development. So with respect to whom does he want to grow? Who does he want to come closer to? How does he examine how he advances every day? What are his days? What are his nights? What's the goal? That's why we read about Tu Bishvat, which is today, the 15th of Shvat, that we determine our goal and how we come close to it. And what's the count, the calculation about our advancement? What's the right, what's the left in our advancement? How we measure our steps coming closer to the goal? And that's how we add and add and add until we come to the purpose of life. The purpose of our life is to become 100% in bestowal to the Creator, meaning giving contentment to Him. And by that we discover that we are here to Him. He is for us and we are for Him. And in this connection, in this embrace, we reach a state of intermingling.
PT 29.
PT 29.
Thank you, dear Rav. It's written that a person does the judgment for himself if he should keep doing the work or, God forbid, otherwise. What does it mean to continue or, God forbid, otherwise?
Through the connection, the path of everything, although the path is through the ever-growing connection. From day to day. That's why I must always decide that I have to connect more. I have to overcome to a connection with the friends, because this way we reach a state where the Creator can be revealed between us as the only force. We are so connected to each other in the tent that He, as the one force, may be revealed between us. Moshe.
Number three, Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Man is called the tree of the field. And Rosh Hashanah, the beginning, is the time of sentencing, for judgment or for mercy. Hence, the month of Shvat is the fifth of the winter months, which is regarded as Hod, when it turns from Dave, affliction, to Hod, glory. This means that when we are rewarded with walking in the quality of Chesed, He extends from the Sfira of Chesed to Hod, and all the blessing is in the quality of Chesed, as it was written, for I said, a world of Chesed shall be built, when through the blessing we are rewarded with fruits. It is, as Bala Sulam wrote, that this is why on the 15th of Shvat we bless the fruit, since this is the whole distinction between holiness and the Klipa. For another God is sterile and does not bear fruit. The success of the work to be rewarded with the fruit is only through Chesed, since when we work with the quality of bestowal called chesed, we are rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. And when we are rewarded with adhesion, dvikut, we are rewarded with everything. Hence, on the 15th of Shvat, called Rosh Hashanah for the trees, we must strengthen ourselves with the quality of chesed. For by this, we will be rewarded with fruits called a fruit-bearing tree.
Maybe again.
Again. Rosh Hashanah, the new year for the trees. Man is called the tree of the field, and Rosh Hashanah is the time of sentencing, for judgment or for mercy. Hence, the month of Shvat is the fifth of the winter months, which is regarded as Hod, when Dave, affliction, becomes Hod, glory. This means that when we are rewarded with walking in the quality of Chesed, he extends from the Sfira of Chesed to Hod, and all the blessing is in the quality of chesed, mercy, as it is written, for I have said, a world of chesed shall be built, where through the blessing we are rewarded with fruit. It is as Baal HaSulam wrote, that this is why on the 15th of Shabbat, we bless on the fruit, since this is the whole distinction between Kedusha and Klipa. For another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. The success in the work to be rewarded with fruit is only through chesed, since when we work with the quality of bestowal called chesed, we are rewarded with dvikut with the Creator. And when we are rewarded with dvikut, we are rewarded with everything. Hence, on the 15th of Shvat, called Rosh Hashanah for the trees, we must strengthen ourselves with the quality of chesed. For by this, we will be rewarded with fruit called a fruit-bearing tree.
To summarize things in a simple way, if we hold chesed, mercy, we develop in the right way, and we can be sure we're going to reach corrections. There's nothing more. Just to hold mercy, to hold the quality of bina, bestowal, which is within the potsuf, in the goof of the potsuf. In the rosh, it's called bina. In the goof of the potsuf, it's called chesed.
Kiev echad.
Kiev one.
И потом продолжают от сферы хесед доход. Вот что это значит?
And then you continue from chesed to hod. What does that mean?
That doesn't matter, really. The main thing is just to keep on going with chesed all the time, as he says, and that in the work, to be rewarded with fruits. Fruits is the life. Everyone wants to get something out of their process. It's only through chesed. When we work in the quality of bestowal called chesed, we're rewarded with adhesion in the Creator. And then we're rewarded with everything. That's all. We don't go into the details, because by that you'll get confused and it will blur your acute direction. That's it. You shouldn't. Only by advancing in the right way, as much as you know how to aim yourself correctly, on the path you'll discover all the rest. That's it. Well, Moshe, move on.
Excerpt number 4. It is written, for man is the tree of the field. That is, all the works applied to trees, in order to make them fit for bearing fruit, apply also to man. Until a person is ready to bear fruit, he must endure all the works applied to trees. The fruits are man's final goal. And once, at the 15th of Shvat meal, Baal HaSulam explained, why were the matter of eating fruits? he said that it is because is the whole difference between Kedusha, holiness, and the Sitra Achra, the other side. As it is written in the Zohar, another god is infertile and does not bear fruit. As he interprets in the Sulam, that is, the source runs dry and they wither until they are completely shut. But those who advance in Kedusha are rewarded with blessing in their work, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither.
Again.
It is written, for man is the tree of the field. That is, all the works applied to trees in order to make them fit for bearing fruit apply also to man. Until a person is ready to bear fruit, he must endure all the works that apply to trees. The fruits are man's final goal. And once, at the 15th of Shavat Mio, Baal HaSulam explained why there is the matter of eating fruits. He said that it is because this is the whole difference between Kedusha, holiness, and Sitra Achra, other side. As it is written in the Zohar, another god is infertile and does not bear fruit. As he interprets in the Sulam, that is, their source runs dry, and they wither until they are completely shut. But those who advance in Kedusha are rewarded with blessing in their work, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf will not wither.
Latin 5.
Buenas noches. Sucede que en nuestra decena veo muchos grandes ejemplos.
It turns out that in our ten, I see a lot of great examples.
Amor que cubre todas las transgresiones.
I feel this love that covers all the crime.
Con todos estos problemas.
With all the pandemic and the problems, can I implement everything I learned for them towards humanity?
No, we don't yet know how to do it with humanity, and it will disconnect us from our connection in the ten. The main thing for us is to build the vessel in the ten. When we're connected together, and then out of the connection between us, from the center of a connection between us, when we attain it, we turn to humanity. Otherwise, we have no way to be a transition from the Creator to humanity if we're not connected between us. Do you understand? So first, it's a connection in the ten to build a pipeline from it. Then from the Creator, we pass on through this pipeline upper light to humanity. Only this way. If we now start turning to humanity, it won't do any good, because we ourselves are not yet. But rather, I'm saying that after the Congress, we're going to start explaining to humanity externally, in a simple way, about this whole matter of the world, the pandemic, the connection, where the world should get to, why is this happening to us? Today, these processes that are connecting us to a more integral world, where we understand more what each one, where each one is, and it's all so that we can start feeling that we're together, ultimately, the entire humanity. And accordingly, we should also explain to humanity that we all depend on the upper force, one force, nature, not all kinds of religious ways, the way all the religions think, but nature. Nature is all one integral. And this is why we have to reach an integral connection between us and them. This one force that motivates everything, entire humanity, everyone. And by this we will reach good, happy life. That's what we're going to have to explain to humanity. But in order to bring along with this explanation the force of connection, a deeper understanding, we have to be connected between us. Each and every 10 has to be like a pipeline from the Creator towards humanity. If we're connecting between the tens, then we're going to be able to be an even stronger pipeline between the Creator and humanity. And so the good force in nature, we will connect it to the bad, egoistic force human beings have, and this good will cover the evil. That this is the meaning of love covers all of the crimes, all of the ego that lies in humanity. And then we'll be in this big egoistic evil sandwich, and the good will be upon it. And that's how we'll discover light upon darkness.
Sí, entiendo, pero por ejemplo,
I understand, but for example,
cuando leemos los textos de Rabash,
it happens that when we read Rabash,
salgo con mucha emoción.
I come out with a lot of happiness, a lot of excitement. Is that right to show such a feeling?
No.
To the external people, you cannot show such a feeling from the text by Rabash, because they won't understand what are you impressed of. You'll think you're crazy. Between us, we have to be in this impression, but not with the external people. For the broad public, we have to reach them gradually, explain things the way they can understand us. It's like with little children. Truly so.
Gracias, Rav. Gracias.
Zichron 2.
Zichron 2.
Good morning, friends. My question is, before we come to the expansion of the wisdom in humanity, also the first three parts we read about Rosh Hashanah, where is man? Where do we have that renewing in this time, from being frozen like we learn now to flourishing and growing? Because it happens to man every day. It's not once a year that it happens.
Ask again. I didn't understand your question.
In the first excerpts we read, we talked about the new year for the trees, that it's like a man. So it's clear that it's something that happens in nature, from stillness to growing. But for a man, it's not once a year, this process. It happens every day.
Well, so what's your question?
The question, if it's really like that, because it's saying how it's a parallel between us and nature, but I think for us it's constant, not once a year.
So what? Yes, of course, that's the way we are. With everything, we're not like in nature. Nature, it's once in a season, or once a year, or once in 1,000 years, so I don't understand your question.
Okay, I wanted it to be clear.
Before you ask, think about it.
No, Moshe.
No more question. Well, Moshe, continue.
Number 5. Rabbi Yochanan asks, is man the tree of the field? That is, what is the similarity between man and the tree in the field? What do we learn by the comparison in the text between man and the tree of the field? He brings evidence to that form from the verse, you may eat from it, but do not cut it down. Referring to the wise disciple, if he is decent, meaning learning Lishma, which means that he is learning things that will lead him to yielding fruit, it means that this learning will make him bear fruit, meaning mitzvot and good deeds. He will learn this because by that he will be rewarded with the potion of life. This is the meaning of, you may eat from it, but do not cut it down. If not, if you see that the learning you are learning does not bring you to do mitzvot and good deeds, caught fruits, then you know that it belongs to the Sitracha and not to Kedusha, to holiness. This is the reason of the custom to eat fruit on the 15th of Shvat, to imply that we are going by way of holiness and we have fruits.
This means we have to examine, are we out of our actions as we study and we try to carry it out? Are we by that reaching actions of bestowal, connection, some kind of dialogue between us? We're scrutinizing better. What's the essence of life? What's the purpose of life? Are we coming closer to the upper force that will govern us? Are we demanding it to connect us? And this is how we, bit by bit, are rewarded with the fruit. Certainly, the tree as it grows until it yields a fruit, it takes a long time. However, we have to examine ourselves each and every day. Are we advancing correctly? That's why he says that we should take care of these trees. There are many actions in taking care of a tree that has fruits in order to bring it to a state that it bears the fruits. And man can enjoy this tree that grows, the fruit that grows, and to continue its life in the animate level, and from that to reach the speaking level. Here, from this, we learn how to get all the forces required to reach adhesion with the Creator from the still, the domim, which is the land, to the vegetative, which is the tree, to the animate, which is the human body, and out of the human body to the degree of the speaking level that resembles the Creator. That's how we build ourselves. That's why we have four new years. And that's how we grow. Certainly the main Rosh Hashanah is what we call Rosh Hashanah, is the general new year, when we by that reach the degree of Adam and build ourselves in equalizing ourselves with the Creator. It's interesting. There are no questions here. Very good. Okay. So, last excerpt, 6.
Thus one must give oneself an account each day, renew his work in overcoming, and forget the past. Instead, he should be very confident that from this day forth, he will succeed in achieving permanent and eternal adhesion. Yes, very simple. Again.
Yes. Thus one must give oneself an account each day, renew his work in overcoming, and forget the past. Instead, he should be very confident that from this day forth, he will succeed in achieving permanent and eternal dvikut, adhesion.
Okay. Chadera 1.
Rav, is there a connection between bearing fruits and reaching, receiving in order to bestow?
In every stage in spirituality, you have all the stages. In every stage. We learn that all together from science and nature and the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why you want to know what exactly we need to do from Malchut until Keter in our corrections, on the vegetative. So you have to go to that article by the Rabash where he explains the new year for the trees, meaning Tu Bishvat, the 15th of Shvat. But everything is there.
PT20.
You said that there are four New Years, Tu Bishvat and one more.
You don't need to know about it. You'll learn it today. The time will come where we're going to speak about the rest too.
Yep.
We have Passover too, against Rosh Hashanah, that it's the head for the new. There's a head for the years, a head for the months. We'll learn. PT9.
Rav, we always learn that we have to carry out actions without taking the results into account. So what does it mean to check that there are fruits?
Because without that, you can't advance. You advance still from you seeing on your actions or what you attained by it, how you take the next step. The thing is that every time you raise yourself in order to bestow in an even greater way, even more disconnected from your will to receive, your initial corrupted will to receive in order to receive. That's why you don't take it into account. You take into account what you're about to attain now.
Latin 1.
Nothing. Mistake. Okay. So Hebrew 10.
Hello, Rav. We just read that he says that we should say that from now on, we're on the right path and we're strong. My question is this. How can we, as the last generation, measure that we believe in the words of the sages we read for the thought of creation? And God forbid, what happens if I die tomorrow? What's taken into account?
I didn't understand what he wants to say.
I'm trying to understand, how can we really enter faith that what we do is working?
That you have to demand from the Creator through the group to shine on you with the force of faith. You yourself are only a beastie will to receive. That's it. No more than that. You want any qualities above your beast level? That you can get from above, if you ask for it. If you ask through the 10, you have to awaken the Creator to give you these qualities, please.
New York 4.
Yes, Rav, he writes that we have to forget about the past. How is that expressed in our work?
A person has to see before him the only state he wants to reach. And the more to be disconnected from the past and be immersed in the future. That means go according to your eyes. And you implement it only in the connection between us, no more than that. As much as I'm connected to the 10, for sure I'm taking a step ahead. Because I dwell amongst my people, I have no way to come closer to the Creator but to take another step into the 10. That's it. PT2.
About the role, there's a question. How can a 10 examine itself every day that it's advancing properly?
How does a 10 advance every day correctly? According to the increasing of the connection between them, according to the disturbances that come against the connection, according to the gap between the disturbances and the connection, and according to as much as they can from this, give a prayer to the Creator. All in all, that's what we have. It's like a lab, the 10, where we stabilize all the relationships between us and between us and the Creator, and we check what was there yesterday, what's today, what will be tomorrow, how we want to organize our advancing. Okay. Kiev 1.
In the previous excerpt, he wrote that the work done to the trees, everything comes from man. What is this work?
We are included from four phases, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And we have to take all these degrees and implement it on ourselves, from the ten and from the ten to the Creator. So they explain what the work on the coarseness of 1, 2, 3, or 4 is. That's how we grow. That's it. That's why it's explained in such a way. That's why it's explained like the children on the through trees, through animals, through. Because in spirituality there are no such things. That's why they use the corporeal branches in order to explain to us something about our spiritual roots. PT4.
Rav, in the past few days, the 10 is elated, it's connected in a way we had never felt.
Why is that?
We're working hard. We really feel it from all the friends. They're making an effort, and everyone's focused specifically on this connection between us.
Yeah.
Somehow, it's scary that maybe we're missing something.
So good. The fear is good. That's called awe, not fear, awe.
So how to use it properly in order to advance, to be ready for the next states that should come?
If this pressure is pushing us to connection between us, so it's right, then it's a correct form of pressure in the right direction. We need to be concerned of the vessel. The light will be revealed in according to the vessel.
So just to add to the connection all the time, that's what we should do?
From here to Gmar Tikkun, you have nothing else to do. It all depends on the vessel. As much as you, in return, put together the Kli of the first Adam. The merciful will raise the fallen tabernacle of David. That's how it is. That's it, right? I see that we have no more questions. Everybody's full. So my question is this. How do we still advance to the Congress? You understand? Do you feel from day to day that there's an advancement, a connection, that something is changing, that something is working on us? Please, workshop, and if you want afterwards, ask me. I am really, really concerned that before the Congress we'll have a new degree of connection. Please. Are we, from day to day, do we feel that we're coming closer to the connection worthy of the Congress? Please.
Sadna.
Workshop.
Ken Chaim, get started.
It's felt that we're working on the connection, that we're investing in it. I don't know to say how close we are or not, but I do know that we're investing in it. And if you invest, you get what you need. What I can say, according to today, it's really strongly felt that along with the work and the connection between us, there's a thought about the next thing, why we should connect between us, where is it going, and what's going to happen next. Meaning we're starting to put in the general kli as well, and the whole world, into our work, even though the focus is still in.
And there's also a growing fear not to fall into indifference in the pure 10, that everybody comes to the lesson every day, are taking parts in the activities, but how to constantly push ourselves in order to reach the Congress in a state that we will be able to start connecting between 10s and giving the message to the world through us.
We can talk about advancement according to the preparation, like everything. And to what extent we take part in the different parts of preparation. There's responsibility, how important it is. Am I responsible for something? To that extent, we start feeling that we're coming closer to the Congress.
It seems that we don't have what to wait for the Congress. I don't feel we're waiting for the Congress. Every day we're working in according to what we get from the daily portion of the lesson. We're trying to work very strong, that's what I feel at least. This topic of love will cover all crimes, it sounds like it's the basis of our spiritual life. And really, in the last few days, there's an advancement, at least I feel, that the crimes are revealed and we're trying to cover them. So, yeah, we'll reach the Congress in a new degree, that's clear.
This whole year is one big Congress and condensed for us. That's simply from day to day we come closer to connection, discover what this connection really is and how much we want it or we don't want it. We get an opportunity to resemble the Creator. And specifically now, these days, before the big Congress, I feel that it's, on the one hand, it's a kind of like a period of time in which you can really have a big boost of connection and enter a new state, a new degree, that we're totally like a unit, 110 working.
I'm like Eyal. I think that coming closer to state of connection is daily work. Like we read yesterday, that we have to knock and keep knocking without getting tired. That the measurement we have is how much forces we're giving to the friends in the ten, and the happiness in our work. That's the feeling of closeness between us and approaching the goal.
As opposed to a physical congress that has many duties and each one can be take part in it, it's clear that here the main engagement of most of us at least, is the connection in the ten. I do feel we're coming closer to connection on the one hand. On the other hand, we can't be content at all. We have to feel the deficiency all the time. And the main focus is on the daily work between the lessons and what we do during the day, how we try to realize the lesson, what we heard.
We're also, the last few lessons, engaging in the emotional topics, the breaking of the barriers, opening the hearts, covering with love. And it seems, at least I feel, that we are truly making great efforts to feel it above the gaps that are being revealed. The more of thinking of the feelings between us and the friends and going more into the heart, so you see how the distance is huge. And then there's a true need for the Creator. You start really feeling it in the ten. And that's while the world on the outside, there's a lot of winds blowing everywhere, and uncertainty in the external world even more takes you to work in the ten.
I think we should talk about the Congress more and more, because this is a future state, and we're already, as Rabash writes, he writes that I dissolve into the friends, and I feel the friends are with me, so that we'll really yearn for this state to simply elevate it. I don't think we were building this yearning sufficiently.
Rav said today in the lesson that we need to check if today is different than yesterday and the day before.
I'd like to add that the feeling we get when we read these articles by Rabash, at least that's what I feel, that they format the emotion from within and the direction. And it's hard for me to explain it, but it's really, I also feel that since we started doing it intensively, that participation of the friends in our meetings have gone up. There's some feeling of life in these excerpts. We have to talk about it. We have to read them. It will help, I think.
I heard two things this lesson. First of all, towards the Congress, I agree we should talk about it more and more. It's not the Congress. It's only preparing us for a bigger duty that humanity is asking. The Congress must connect between us and connect to other tens. We have to make something new of us that we don't know yet. And that, it's not for us, it's for the whole world. It's for the Creator. The other thing is to keep asking from the Creator, every moment to ask, every moment there's a lack of perfection or indifference. There's no one moment that is perfect. There, you can always find something, a small piece of dirt that you can ask for the Creator, the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the Creator to have the path. That we'll try to do through the day with reading Rabash and reminding each other.
אולי גם אפשר להוסיף, בדרך כלל שהיינו לפני כנס חודש ימים, אז היה...
Maybe we can add that usually a month before the Congress, everyone was under real pressure and doing with all this duty coming from abroad, and now I really feel that it's the pressure, the tension should be internal. It should be tension about the connection between us, as if we're cleared off of all the noises, background noises, and now the purest thing is left for us to deal with. Here it's really, it's like a test. How much we really want to walk on this path. To be a vessel through which the Creator connect.
I
also thought about it that this Congress is the first big Congress, so the only work you have almost is internal. And we only have to concentrate on the connection between us. And that's a Congress. There's nothing else to do. Even physically, there's nothing to do, almost. So it is kind of a test. I also wanted to say that I'm really moved by what we read of the Rabash, that a person has to pray, and the Creator gives you what he understands. And that's the right answer. And I see that I make efforts in the work, and the Creator gives us what we need. I don't know what the connection for the Congress is, but I know we have to work on it. And in my opinion, the indication for advancement is the more efforts and focus we put on the connection. More being in the Zooms, more trying to understand connection through Rabash articles. That's called that we're increasing the connection. Beyond that, that's a decision of the Creator. But I see the friends are becoming more committed and making more efforts. That's, to me, a sign of advancement.
Yes, in this effort, we feel our better connection to what we read, because Rabash is what connects us. He's talking about what connects us and what we do between us, and let's make sure we bring this whole connection to with us to the Congress, and we'll continue with a growing connection. So it won't end, it won't stop.
Really, if there's nothing to do physically, so there's like a feeling there's nothing to get ready for. And only we can bring importance to this, because even those times that are supposedly the same, whether it's important or not, only we can decide between us.
Regarding the connection that is worthy for a Congress. Maybe a connection worthy for a Congress is a connection with the upper light can enter, the light of love. It will come if we want it, if we need its help, because we're trying to love and we feel other things. Let it come.
We are going to go through three lessons a day in the Congress. And I thought that also today we meet three times a day, except for the lesson. And it's not a short meeting anymore either. It's like a lesson. I don't know. We're sitting half hour reading, speaking about it.
And
maybe the special thing about the Congress is that we are going to do all of this with the whole world, three times a day, same material, same focus. But actually, if we look a year ago and today, if we try to get some perspective, so today we are a lot busier in our materials and the 10 throughout the day than we were the previous year. And the Congress is like a point on our calendar that I feel we're working towards this Congress every day. I don't know, even a month ago you could ask how we're getting ready for the Congress and it would have been the same.
Rami, תגיד משהו.
כמו שדודי אמר מקודם, גם אני...
Just like Dudi said previously, I too noticed that Rav emphasizes the small things. He says even the smallest thing that appears every time, turn to the Creator. There's a lack of connection and indifference, even small things, tiny disconnections. With every such thing, use it as a reason to turn to the Creator, to invite Him to do the Creator's work. Let's try to do it today and every day. That's what's going to make us worthy of Him.
It's important to remember what Rav said today, that the pace is growing all the time. Maybe we didn't expect it or didn't think it's coming in this way. We have to prepare ourselves for more serious work, greater work. And it's good that it's this way.
One more measurement by which we can check our advancement to the Congress is how much we care as a 10 to all the friends in the world. It really touched my heart, the matter of the friend who passed away. In an ordinary Congress, we would take care of every friend coming home, making every friend feeling he's home. Here too, we have to think how we can realize it virtually so that each friend will feel he's like with the whole world in a mutual effort and a big event. We have to think in what way and virtually we can enter the friends' hearts and embrace them this way.
About entering the friend's hearts, I wrote a sentence from Rav today. He said, don't agree with the indifference. Check from the 24 hours a day how many times you remember the friends and try to feel them in your hearts. Each one has to awaken himself, and by this he's awakening the friends too.
I feel a kind of attack is required now, not to wait for another awakening from Rav, because he did his work now. Not to wait that, I don't know, for something to happen, for some team to get up, for someone to wake up. No. Even the emotional clips we see in the preparation for the lesson, Don't wait. That's the game now. Not to wait. To wake up. To really wake up. To be impress ourselves. To shake ourselves. I don't know how to do it, but we at least have to put it on our face. We must not run away from it. Now, we have 30 days, I don't know, a month, so let's go into a marathon. How do we squeeze everything out of ourselves, like a boot camp, so that we can come to the Congress like Rav wants us to come, to be like one unit, and not for ourselves, for the world. Not to be afraid to see all the way, to see the high goal, the Creator. It doesn't let us go without it. That's clear for us.
How to increase the quality in our connections throughout the day in these meetings. And it is felt that they're very strong. So let's try and ask the Creator to help us to run from corporeality to twice a day, to be with the friends in heart and soul, to continue with the lesson and Rabash, to have light in life.
Okay,
hello everyone. We're going to start with a report of the radio division. Go ahead, Iran.
Yeah, so this is just a continuing Rav's question. Do we feel that we're advancing from day to day to the connection of the Congress? And radio was always a central part of the Congress. So we thought of an idea to create a podcast of tens, that every ten can make a podcast like a radio show that will, they'll put themselves in the preparation to the Congress. How is that going to happen? Everybody have songs they like here. This is their address. Everybody has songs they like, excerpts they like. There's friends who know how to make music. What we are saying, every ten who wants to participate from the whole world, in all languages from around the world, send us a mail to this address. You will put you on a WhatsApp group. There's all kinds of organization behind the scenes about it, and you will send us what you want, and we'll edit all this songs, excerpts, your parts, music. We'll make a podcast of it, a radio show, and we're going to also invite you to listen. We're going to broadcast it, and Zohar Radio will put it on the web, and the main thing is that we'll warm up towards the Congress. So every 10 that likes the idea, write us to this address, and we'll get back to you, and we'll keep updating towards the Congress coming up.
Thank you, Ron. We're going to go over the schedule. 10 o'clock live broadcast with Rav and Simeon, then 10:30 till 11:30 writing meeting with the writers. In the evening, we're going to watch a rerun at 6 o'clock. We're going to go out to dissemination.
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגע לחלקי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומטיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשלף כי בו מתגלה העולם יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשלף כי בו מתגלה העולם לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העולם יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות